You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We're back. Final hour has arrived, and what a show it's been so far. Really, hope you enjoyed the conversation with Rex Chapman. I was blown away by his honesty. Let's continue with more phone calls here at 855-242-7285. And my man starts the hour off.
Good afternoon, Paul. How's it going?
Fine.
You don't have to answer that. I mean, that's, you know, why do people say, how you doing? How's it going? I mean, do we get so habitually committed to those phrases we can't? It's just the natural.
It's called being polite, man.
It's not
that
a Southern.
Something you're not familiar with.
Do what now?
Anyway, go right ahead. I don't want to step on our call.
Are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are you there?
I
mean, where else?
See,
would
I
you
can
be?
Hear you.
You know, it was kind of refreshing to hear Tucker from Kentucky's call. Seemed like a polite young man, come in, ask some questions, and you just kind of, hey, thanks for calling, moved on. You didn't ask me too many questions. You didn't, and you know,
well,
bring
I mean,
him
it's
in.
Called being at the end of the hour. We didn't really have a choice.
Oh, you know, that's one thing for sure. I tell you, when somebody brings up something, you can fill in the blank. It may not be correct, but you fill in the blank. You obfuscate around quite a bit. Hmm. You know, I was listening to that call before the break, and the guy was mentioning Pistol Pete and this girl that's, you know, broke the record. You know, you and I have grown through sports. We've been watching sports our whole lives. I mean, the kids today have advantages that, maybe some of the Pistol Petes and the John Riggins when he was at the Jets. He Mike Curtis at the Colts. I mean, you know, the kids, they have advantages and specializing things going on that those guys didn't. You know, I remember when I'd look at that famous pitcher, Wyatt Till, and, you know, you just knew that's football. Do you agree with that? That's
yes.
The image we grew up with.
Yes.
And the Dick Buckuses and such as that. And, not to take anything away from the kids, but we actually watched O.J. Simpson run. We watched Emmitt Smith run. Rogers, you know, I hated damn Cowboys, but Roger Staubach could do more in 2 minutes, the last 2 minute drill, and win games that most people couldn't. And you know what? That 2 minute drill evolved into the Gus Malzahn offense. Gus just said, to hell with 2 minutes, we're going to play 60 minutes of this. But moving on, I mean, we just have seen sports transcend, and we've all got heroes if you've been watching a while. And some of these new kids, I mean, I appreciate their numbers and their stats and that kind of thing, but they just don't sit well with me in the history of me watching the game. And, you know, Paul, I'll say this about Patrick on the SEC show, you know, the basketball show. He's a fine young man. I had no idea that he was paralyzed until I saw him in a wheelchair the other day.
Yeah, Patrick on here right after that happened, and it was quite a stunning, but also the fact that he has done it and handled
what he has evolved into. What he has evolved into is a role model. Mm-hmm. I mean, and many people don't get that honor in my world. Like, you got to really be up there for me to say that you're somebody that people can look at and can grow from. I don't want to say the term learn. I think you grow. And, you know, Paul, you was talking about the little fella and people with advantages. And the little fella had
advantages. I knew we were going to get to this. I thought maybe you had gotten a temporary shot for the Sabanitis, but I was wrong.
You can't stand it that somebody can actually go, oh, it's a new coach here. We ain't used to this. You know what? He's a nice guy. He's almost boring, as opposed to the damn idiot, raving idiot you had come in there. He hollered and screamed at the press. He hollered and screamed publicly at the officials. He's always, he's not a role model. He's not the role model guy.
Yeah, and he continued to, and he beat your program into a submission.
This ain't got anything to do with wins and losses. This is about
I don't understand why every show you have to say the same thing.
You don't need to come in. Listen, you was talking about how smart he was. You don't need to defend him. If he needs to defend himself, let him make that phone call and get on this program and defend himself. You don't fill in the blanks for him. Who the hell? You know what? You one of them dead voters for people, aren't you? What do you vote about 35 times in every election you come across?
I wish I could vote.
You've got an opinion. You've got a thought.
You off the
and
island.
You're going to share it, and then everybody else is going to be wrong. But it's going to be real interesting to see how ESPN does him, because only in Tuscaloosa could he have kept that job in today's politically correct standards and human resources at work.
What are you talking about? I mean, if you're successful, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
I'm talking about a guy that's on the cutting edge of a rage. Every time he opens his mouth, you need to throw a pill in there, kind of like a seal with a fish. Every time he looks like he's about to lose it, throw that pill. Throw that pill. More than Eagle Paul. Have
what, what? Just a continuum of your hatred toward Nick Saban. I don't know why it upsets me, but the unfairness of it, just the despicable nature of it is really disgusting. But anyway, I shouldn't have given that opinion. It's not my show. Johnny B is up next.
Well. You know, sometimes I disagree with him, and sometimes I just think he's one of the smartest guys ever, because he just basically, you know, we've all heard of Scientology, and it's obviously that you're a member of this Sabanology science or church or worship or whatever it is, some kind of idol thing that y'all got going on down there. You know, you mentioned yesterday your crimson glasses you looked through, but, you know, you got old Casagrande or whatever his name is.
By the way, Johnny B., the reason I said that, my glasses were crimson. That was the inside joke. I know that. We probably should have telegraphed it to you in advance.
I know what a joke is. It's a show, and it's caller list. Just like that Bruce Feldman.
Here
guy.
We go again.
I think him and old, him well, and Matt
you and
Dog
I, man, should have called
you know,
together with all your grievances.
Whoa, wait a minute. You know, here are you and I sit with no hair on top of our heads, and you got people like Bruce Feldman that obviously is in charge of the caller bracket after that pathetic coaches thing he did, and Mad Dog Russo. And both of them look like they spray their hair with WD-40 and fix it with a weed eater. That's the kind of people you got coming on here giving street cred to.
Johnny B., it's one thing to be objective, but when you show your backside, your insecurity, I've said it a million times, it's a work in progress. We're still a week and a half away from the final list, and you're just all bent out of shape.
I'm not done. Don't hang up on me yet.
I wouldn't think of hanging up on you.
Today I have learned that we have a real goat. We need another statue. And this Joe Tiller guy, 3-0, three in a row against Saban. I mean, how could we not know about this guy? I mean, we want to celebrate Mr. Arms Crossed. He got fired with Eli. He got that sweet deal where you show up some basketball games. We clean out a broom closet for you to sit in. You know, right here's the guy we need to be celebrating. You know, Hugh Freeze got a job. You know, everybody, Jimbo beats him. Everybody gets a job, but Joe Tiller probably just passed on for nothing. So as mayor of Spruce Pine, I'm going to see if I can't get a statue of the guy down here before Spruce Pine Day of next year, and I hope you come speak at it and give him his proper credit.
Is that it?
That's all. Good night, young man.
I don't know. I don't even know how long this show's been on, but I do know one thing for sure, that in the history of this show, I don't think there has ever been two consecutive calls that were as bad as those two. So I could be, I may have missed a few. There have been more boring calls, but in terms of the two people that have just called showing their backsides, I don't think we've seen more of that in a long time. Kenneth is up next.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
This call is already better than the previous two. Best call of this hour.
Paul, I know, and I've been listening. I'm a little bit disturbed about the way some of the people have been calling in today. But, Paul, I wanted to tell you one thing. I appreciate you having Rex Chapman on, and he said some things that were very, very important that people need to start listening to. And that would just take me back to one of your callers. And I just want to say this here, Paul, for the record. I won't hold you up. I'm a career military man that spent 25 years. And, Paul, I think it's just so mean and just downright disturbing how people get on this show or web and talk about immigrants and how they come over here and kill people and this and that. So the next time one of them get on the show, Paul, you need to ask them how many have come here and served in our military who done died for this country as well. You know, if we can't be a little bit more positive, Paul, you know, just you know, you listen at some of these news networks and they give you all these different stories about immigrants and everybody else.
No, I know.
You know, I think it's shameful, Paul.
Let me thank you. What service were you in?
United States Navy.
Okay. I'm not going to make a political speech here. I am the grandson of immigrants. Most of us are at some point in time. And
yes, sir.
But I appreciate your compassion because you've seen the world.
Yes, sir.
You defended this country, and I wanted to thank you. And I'm not trying to. You can say whatever you want here, but I appreciate you pointing that out.
Yes, sir. But Paul, I thank you more for your show because you can tolerate a whole lot more than I can, and people need to. If you really love this country, you would embrace everybody. You know. Because we're all in this together.
The issues that are very important and very difficult and virtually impossible to solve have just become political footballs, as you and I both know. And,
yes, sir.
I don't want to get off on politics because it's too sad.
Yes, sir. I understand, Paul. I just want to just put that out because I was just sitting here. I always enjoying your show. And that kind of gave me a bad feeling, the things that people say. And like I said, I've seen so much, Paul, and I've seen so many people die. It didn't matter because the enemy don't care who you are and where you come from. And you know, I'm sitting here shaking now because I really just think about so many different things. And it's just kind of like I said, I've been retired now for over 12 years. And I still consider myself as a military guy, as long as I'm
well,
I served this country.
Kenneth, and I appreciate that. My nephew is an Annapolis grad, and he's still in the serving. And I know how difficult it is. He's been all over the world, like I'm sure you have been.
Yes, sir. But we're going to be praying for him, and I know he'll do well, Paul. But thanks for taking my call, Paul, and you be blessed.
Kenneth, the same to you, and thank you very much for bringing a little bit of sanity to the first couple of moments of this final hour. We'll take a short break. We're not going anywhere yet. We'll be right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back here on a Tuesday afternoon. Let's continue with more phone calls, and the one and only Larry is up next.
What's up?
Hey, Larry.
What about it, Randy? Give me one, baby. Come on.
What's up?
Oh, that's weak. That's
Larry,
weak.
Larry, I'm not as drunk as you, okay? Give me a break.
Yeah. Come on. Bring it.
Okay, one, two, three. Let's go together. One, two, three.
What's up? I didn't hear you.
Well, I was marveling at how good you did it.
One, two, three. What's up? No, that's pretty good. That's okay. How it fit. What's up?
I can go high. Former opera singer here.
Yeah, you get it? Hey,
Larry, we've established that you can do the what's up. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, baby. You got it. You get it. It'd be a little work with you. But listen here, you got to get 100,000 people and do it over a speaker. Hey, check it out.
Check it out.
I just down there fishing, didn't catch jack, nothing. And it reminded me of when I used to tell my girlfriend, I said, hey, you want to go fishing? Yeah. I said, how about some short boat fishing?
Oh, Larry, man, are you a Casanova? I'm sure that usually worked, didn't it?
She would fall with that every time. Oh, man.
Larry, have you ever considered a book about your Casanova moves?
Yeah, I think I could bust a move on a book.
I think you could write a bestseller on how to get a girl.
Yeah, there you go. How to get a woman.
Caveman techniques in 2024.
Yeah, I ain't going to have no page 54, none of that crap.
No.
Like you did your book. Yeah, you messed your book up.
I did, and that's why I haven't done one since.
I'm going to tell you who's on this best caller thing. Am I up there?
Oh, yeah, you're up there.
All right. What the? That's good, man. Well, yeah, I'm in now, baby. I'm pumped. I'm Jack. Woo, let me get to the refrigerator. Bam, bam. Knock another one down. Hey, this is a good show, man. These
Thank
people
you, Larry.
Call in. Tell y'all something out there. You lucky you got somebody listening to y'all's asses. You ought to hear you, man, whining and complaining. Paul has to listen to y'all. You got to understand that Paul has to listen to y'all's garbage. And Johnny B, okay? Hey, man, come on. Get off of that mess. You were nothing till Paul found you. You were nothing.
Larry, you might be the number one seed after this call.
What?
I said you might be the number one seed after this call.
That's what I'm working for, boy. If I can keep these people from getting these garbage boats up, what they call that Hustle and Blow, the garbage.
Something like that.
But they won't. Yeah.
Well, Larry, let me thank you for calling.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. This might be the best call we've ever had from Larry.
Woo! Thank everybody. Love y'all. Woo! Go, baby.
AC is up next.
Mr. Feinbaum, how are you feeling, sir? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Fine.
Absolutely. Quick question. So I have two questions for you. My question is, how come they don't call you sir or mister, but AC starts off, Mr. Feinbaum, how you feeling? Why is that?
Well, because I don't want to be called that. I want to be called just like we're just all sitting around friends having a conversation.
Well, I want to show you my
show
respect.
This show is not on the BBC. It's in America.
No, it's not. Definitely. But I want to show you my respect. That's why I call you Mr.
That's
Feinbaum.
That's perfectly all right. You can do whatever you want.
Well, I got to keep it PG. Now, I have a question for you. I'm going to put you in a tough spot. So who are you cheering for in that color bracket contest, Mr. Feinbaum?
I am Switzerland. Maybe Sweden, too. I don't really have a favorite. I just want it to be exciting.
Great.
Are you in the bracket, AC? Is AC in the bracket, Jamari? We think you're on the play-in level right now. So you may with this call, you may be in the bracket.
Do what you have to do, because I like calling the station because I want to have a little fun. That's all. I mean, hey, it doesn't work. Like I told you, Mr. Feinbaum, last year, I don't know if you remember, you guys do all this just to have the callers to feel motivated to call in. I'm always motivated. I don't need extra motivation. Do what you got to do. Bye. I love you, dude. Holla.
Thank you. That was an unusually good call by AC. Richard in North Carolina. Hello, Richard.
How you doing, Paul?
Very well. Thank you.
With all respect for Paul.
Absolutely.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
For a change. Okay. Well, I turned it down a little bit. Okay. That better?
Perfect.
That better? Okay. Better.
I feel like I'm at the eye doctor.
Okay. I just wanted to bring something up. You know, can't let Saban go, even though he's an ex-coach now. So I wanted to take on another ex-coach.
Okay.
And that'd be Tommy Tuberville.
Right.
And I haven't heard your calls today because they sound like some really good ones because I was out walking and I left my earbuds. But that call that the fella had about Tuberville yesterday when he was talking about that Tuberville said that the person, Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas should feel ashamed if he had talked to the woman who was shot, who was killed by the illegal immigrant in Athens. Well, I think that's the height of hypocrisy. Tuberville has done all he can to prevent any. He's voted right down the line to prevent any removal of any of these high-powered weapons that have killed all these children in these high schools. In our schools, in other places, and I think he's just it's the height of hypocrisy. And also, he was talking about, well, you know, we should be handling things here at home and not concerned with Ukraine. Of course, Putin really likes that. And of course, I see Tuberville as Putin's man in Alabama. But there's enough on that. But I just wanted to say that. We were talking about the teams that should get into the playoff for the championship at the end of the year. It would look like that the standings during the year would pretty well set that up.
Yeah, Richard, I mean, there's a system. Your record matters, but your quality of wins against high-quality opponents is really how they measure that. We need to go to a break. We're running a little bit long here. More to come. Final 30 minutes on a Tuesday late afternoon, early evening, right after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. And guess who will be with us tomorrow? Sam Pittman, head coach at Arkansas. As spring ball begins out there. Looking forward to talking to one of our favorite coaches. And let's get back to the calls. And Augie is up next.
Yeah, Paul. Sam Pittman owes you a big one, man. You've been helping Sam carry his water. He's got to have a big year next year, don't you think? Or he's out.
I think that is correct.
I mean, geez, I like Sam, but, man, I can't believe that people in Arkansas keep tolerating that. Paul, AC, what's up with AC? He wasn't really unhinged today. What's going on with him?
I don't know. I think AC's trying to get back in our good graces by not calling out all Americans.
Well, and it was apropos that Larry called when he did, because Larry was going to be the subject of my call. I mean, Larry doesn't make any sense at all. He just makes noises, sort of like Legion does, but at least Legion does have some salient points. Larry's just a bunch of gibberish. But, Paul, you know, Larry, we worry about Larry, don't we? Whether we're going to hear from him again. We may not hear from him again ever. And a lot of times when we have memorials, it's too late. I mean, it's for those that are left behind.
So, are you suggesting a memorial for somebody who's still alive?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm suggesting. So they can enjoy it and understand the impact and importance and the.
So maybe we should identify callers who are close to the end, and maybe every day during the downtime,
do something to recognize them. Yes. Yeah, so
do a memorial for living callers.
This is what I propose.
Okay.
That you dedicate your studio to Larry from Shelby. You know how people say from the FedEx Memorial or FedEx Studios, this time you can introduce your show as the Larry from Shelby Studio. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea, Augie.
Okay, that's my suggestion, Paul. And the other thing you've done is created some monsters with your caller bracket, Paul. You've actually made these people feel like they're important, and that's not good for their mental health,
Augie,
Paul.
That is what we do here.
You're subverting 12-year-olds,
well,
and
that's
now
okay.
You're subverting 70-year-olds.
I am proud
and in some cases,
to be part of that.
80-year-olds. All right. Well, anyway, Paul, think hard about the Larry suggestion, okay?
Here's what I like. So an attorney in New Orleans, of all places, moralizing.
Exactly.
AJ is up next. Another attorney in Pell City, Alabama, according to certain callers.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum.
Hello.
Paul, I'm going to tell you something about this show today. And I want to tell everybody that's listening to the Feinbaum Nation. There's three things that have the same odor and seem to pop up on your show too much. and it doesn't belong. And that's puke, poop, and politics. So everybody shut the hell up and keep your damn opinions to yourself. Nobody cares. I'm sitting there trying to get some crisis help and my understanding on what Paul's done to my man, Johnny B. Paul, what have you done to him? He's over here.
Johnny B has fallen victim of Feinbaum show-itis, meaning, like other callers, started to take himself a little too seriously and think he was actually changing the world by calling in this show.
Well, I know, Paul, but good gracious, you've got him over here. He's already cut his Levi's off all the way up to Daisy Duke level. He's putting his pulling up his tube socks up to above his knees and putting his work boots on. And putting him a wife beater on and getting him a Budweiser and getting us one of them.
He is now falling behind John in the caller bracket.
And then he says, now I'm going to call Feinbaum and tell him about the bracket. But let me tell you something. Today is the day that it's AJ versus John. It's Auburn, Paul. It's Auburn in Missouri. My tickets. I want you to relay this, Mike. I've done my investigative. Gathered my intelligence on you, John. I know you're on the seventh row, so I bought my seat on the eighth row right behind you. And you want me to come out and reveal myself, John? I'm going to tell you something. You young man, you turn yourself around about the right after tip-off, okay? And you'll see who AJ is. And then you can go to your detention center and tell all of your soldiers over there about it. But let me also tell you something, Larry.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul, AJ's coming over here. He's going, Paul, AJ thinks he's going to come in here and get on my territory. Well, let me tell you something, Larry. AJ ain't getting on your territory. I promise you, I've seen the women that you messed with, Larry. They ain't none of them got a damn tooth in their head, Paul. War damn eagle.
Legend is next.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call, brother. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Rex Chapman, my favorite Kentucky player of all time. He was a special player, wasn't he, Paul?
He was indeed.
I tell you who my second favorite Kentucky player of was all time, Kyle Macy. You remember him?
Oh, I remember Kyle very well. I saw him play in college.
Man. I'm kind of a closet Kentucky fan when I think about it. Hey, big game for Alabama tonight. I went out to the burn pile and stumped all my stuff out and gathered some of it back up, like that commercial, that Dr. Pepper commercial. And brought it back in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just saw where Reitzel's not playing.
Oh, Lord, I better get the burn pile back up again. But Paul, today, Rex Grossman, man, he...
Oh, by the way, he won't start. He will play. I read that incorrectly.
Oh, okay. That's big. That's big.
Okay.
That's big, man. But, you know, Rex Chapman really touched my heart today, Paul. He said some things that I really related to. I was married to a beautiful African-American lady for 3 years. We separated in 2000. And even to this day, I have some friends that they disassociated themselves with me. They just thought that was a bad idea, though. I thought she was the most wonderful person in the world. She just had a bad choice in men. That was her only problem. But I really related to what he said. You know, I got a second chance in life, Paul, and probably didn't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? I probably didn't deserve it. But I really related to what he said, you know, because sometimes there's a lot of people out there that's giving up on life, that's just thrown in the towel, that don't think there's any chance of any future, that's deep down in addiction, deep down in alcoholism. I've been to a place in my life during the pandemic where I really thought I was going crazy. I lost my mom, my wife left, you know, I lost my home. You know, I never shared this with you. But for 2 weeks, I went and lived out in an old cemetery that I knew as a kid and lived in that cemetery for 2 weeks, just lost in, you know, everything going on in my life. But I had to remind myself that I had came too far to give up, you know what I'm saying? As I heard Rex Chapman talk today, man, it just touched my heart and made me just realize that within myself, you know what I'm saying, that there's still great things for the legend. And everybody out there listening, there's still great things for you, regardless of what you've been through. I so appreciate Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry for giving me a chance on TV. They never know what that did to my heart. I was almost at a place where I was just ready to give up on all that crap when they stepped in and did that. And how you've been so great to me in my life. All those things, Paul, make me realize it's worth going on. It's worth taking another step. It's worth another day, another miracle. I don't mean to preach, Paul, but he just blessed my heart today. And I want Mr. Chapman to know your message was heard today by me and thousands of other people on here. And I heard it. I want to relay and just testify what you had to say, brother, to everybody listening out there. Don't give up. Don't give up. I was a murderer. Giving up on. But God still had a plan for me. And if you out there about to give up, God still got a plan for you. Thank you, Mr. Chapman, for what you had to say today. It touched the legend's heart. And thank you, Paul. Let me share it. Appreciate you, brother. Peace out.
Thank you, legend. We'll take a short break. Final few minutes of our program straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.